You were at the Chamber of Commerce this afternoon. We're recording this on Wednesday afternoon, and you addressed in part, I know, the Choose Respect campaign. Have you seen Sitka's mural?
I have, but I've actually seen more of Sitka residents who are participating in the Choose Respect marches and been through the shelter, and I am just so proud of Sitkins, you know, for stepping forward in this epidemic time. Do you want to talk some more about the mural? But
I asked about the mural mostly because that's the most high profile part of the campaign here in town, or the most visible part of it.
But tell me where did it end up getting placed?
It's on the middle school.
Okay, all right. I haven't seen it hanging. I need to go do that.
Okay, so. Yeah, it's on the side of the middle school, and I guess I wonder, communities like Sitka, did you when you launched the campaign, did you expect it to It certainly has taken root here, and I know other communities are doing a lot for it.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit, because I am so proud of Alaskans for this. You know, our Choose Respect initiative is really about ending the epidemic of domestic violence and sexual assault. It's about prevention, it's about enforcement, and it's about those support services. So it's trying to prevent it before it starts, but it's also about taking care of our victims and survivors after it's happened and getting some enforcement. So the Choose Respect rally itself is part of that prevention piece. And in 2010, when we had 18 communities, I thought that was great. And I was so amazed that 18 communities would step up. And then in 2011, when about 64 communities stepped up. And then this year, when 124 communities hosted Choose Respect rallies, Sandy and I, my wife, we actually participated this year in Fairbanks at noon, and then we flew to Huslia in the interior and participated with about 200 residents from Huslia out of 350 residents in that town. And so I did not really think that – I didn't even conceive that it could get to 124 communities, but I'm just so proud of Alaskans for doing this on behalf of their other Alaskans.
It certainly caught on in terms of visibility. Are you seeing a difference in – statistics or a difference in attitudes? What are you seeing?
Well, first off, we've given permission to people to speak about something that's been unspeakable and private, which shouldn't be. And when families get together, we get together with friends, it's kind of a topic that we've not wanted to broach because it's been uncomfortable, much like drunk driving was 40 years ago. It used to be that you go to a party 40 years ago, and if your friend got drunk, he would take the keys and go to the car and drive away. Well, now it's socially acceptable and okay. You take the keys from him, say, I'm going to drive you, and you go drive him. Similarly, with domestic violence and sexual assault, it's becoming more okay in Alaska now to address our friends and family members and say, I need to get you some help. Let me go get you some help. Or here's a number you can call where you can get shelter. These are things that we are now willing to talk about with each other. And secondly, every time a Choose Respect rally is held, these annual rallies are held, more victims and survivors get help. I heard from a Southwest Alaska community where just the act of putting up a Choose Respect poster urging community members to turn out, one woman who was being beaten realized that people cared for her and that there was help available, and she called, made a plan, got the help she needed. And those are the kinds of stories that keep me going, because it is making a difference. And that's that prevention piece that I get excited about. So.
And the future of that campaign is to keep it going and perhaps expand it?
Well, it's actually going to take a different turn now. And I'm excited to talk about this because I kept setting higher and higher goals for our staff on the numbers of communities. But I said, look, we're at kind of a critical mass now across Alaska with 124 communities. And yes, we want more to participate, but there's another way that respect can become a cultural value for all Alaskans, another way. And that is through our young people and through the sporting events. There's a wonderful coach in Juneau named John Blasco who coaches at Thunder Mountain High School. He set about he adopted a curriculum called Coaching Boys to Men, and he adopted these character traits into his training of his basketball team. So Choose Respect became a pledge that his basketball team took. They wore Choose Respect t-shirts and warm-ups, and they became kind of Choose Respect models in the school. Pretty soon now, every Juneau high school and middle school has taken the Choose Respect pledge. It's gone to Huna as well. And what I see is the ability for coaches across Alaska to adopt curriculums with their teams where they not only teach a kid how to play a point guard, but they teach them how to respect each other as well. And if that can become a greater part of our culture, I think we'll be better people in the end.